The Gospel according to John, chapter number 13, verse number 7. Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing, you do not understand now, but you will know after this. May God bless you all, brothers and sisters, from the youngest to the oldest, from our churches, the Church of God, Ministry of Jesus Christ International. People that are important, people that are beautiful, all my brothers and sisters, people that have held on to this gospel, that have believed God, important people whom I've always been pleased to greet. Every time that I would go to visit, I would seek out to shake everyone's hand. Impossible, but I would do my best. And they are so important because truly, who are we or who were we for God to pour out so much mercy upon us? Who were we for God to give His life for each one of us on the cross of Calvary in a tragic manner, suffering our pains, our shames? Who are we? King David said, "Who am I?" Who are we? Well, the mercy of God is great, brothers and sisters. And for that, a warm and cordial greeting for you all. A cordial greeting to my brothers and sisters of the Maria Luisa de Moreno International Foundation, men and women, brothers and sisters who work shoulder to shoulder with Brother Cesar Eduardo Moreno and his wife, Angela, children of Sister Mary Luisa, in whom is this beautiful name, Mary Luisa de Moreno International Foundation. Brothers and sisters, and I dare to add that when there was an earthquake in the city of Armenia, Colombia, there was a lot of damage done, a lot of tragedy, many deaths, and when no trucks could go in, the first people that were to enter, and with much difficulty, were the trucks helping, in a great part, not just believers, but all those who could benefit from this love from our sister. Therefore, this Maria Luisa de Moreno International Foundation, always doing that labor, extending a hand. I was a witness when they gave entire schools. They were completely furnished. What wonderful mercy. How beautiful. Now the brothers and sisters, distinguished brothers and sisters, people are in need of the love of our God. And there's a verse that reads that the people are eagerly awaiting for the revealing of the sons of God. And now these movements are being known from all these unpleasant situations, earthquakes, storms, mudslides, etc., helping people get on with their lives. I'm just an admirer. I'm a witness of the good faith of this movement. My greetings to Brother Carlos Alberto. I congratulate you for all your triumphs. And what to say of the political party Mira, of Carlos Eduardo Guevara, a senator in Colombia and president of the party, political party Mira, and all those brothers and sisters who have a responsibility in this government. A cordial greetings, brothers and sisters. A warm greetings to all those who help. But I refer back to the words of the Lord. What I am doing, you do not understand now, but you will know after this. Brothers and sisters, it's true that we have been taught, or we have made an idea that Christianity is limited to four walls, to the churches. But if we look at the Holy Scriptures, in each one of the pages, in each one of the characters, the patriarchs, the prophets, in each one of these messengers that God sent, in the New Testament, the apostles, prophets, evangelists, brothers and sisters, let us see with objectivity. They were not going about in the four walls. No, they were living life publicly. They were before kings, governors, be it enemies. The biblical history was unraveled in a public manner, in wars, in miracles, in marvels. Everything is outside of the churches. In fact, what to say of our Lord Jesus Christ? He wasn't able to freely enter a synagogue. In an occasion, they wanted to stone him when he said that day the scriptures were fulfilled because he was the one that was to come. And for that, they almost stoned him. And so, even if politics, it's corrupting societies, and some are benefited, and the poor are in even more need. It's for that a movement with much respect for God, with good testimony, with good examples, also intervening for there to be justice, not only for the believers, but for all. How beautiful! What a laborious work! These brothers and sisters walk slowly, but they take gigantic steps. It's like they're like the leaf cutter ants. They work underground, but then they make themselves known by their good works. But brothers and sisters, those who don't understand of the political party Mira or the Mary Luisa de Moreno International Foundation, let's look at these verses of the Lord. I don't understand this of Mira, but I will understand it later. I'm not going to complain against it, nor will I accept any complaints. I don't believe it, but I will respect it. I'm going to congregate, I'm going to bless God, to praise God, to exalt God, and perhaps God is pleased with me. He gives me a very beautiful message. He heals me, He blesses me. And I don't understand the politics. But God is merciful and holy, and one day He's going to open my eyes to the understanding, and I'm going to understand that beautiful plan of His. And so, brothers and sisters, nowadays, our gospel is not reduced to four walls. It opens the doors of our churches to make the name of our Lord known, that there are good people. There are people to give everything for their neighbor, with much care, with much help, both materially and spiritually. Having this verse in mind, keeping in mind this verse, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And that's what these movements offer. Offering, expressing the love of our God, giving a good testimony, faithfulness to their neighbor. This is it. But, well, let us think that maybe someone made a wrong decision. Well, what I don't understand now, I will understand later. Let's read this verse 13. Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing," it's to say what He does. Perhaps I don't understand what He is doing. I don't understand it. In one part, the Lord said, "What fault do I have if your eye is evil?" An example. No, brothers and sisters, let us look with good eyes and let us walk under the shadow of God. Let us walk forward. Let us keep growing in the Lord. And one day the Lord will clarify things for us. He's going to bless us because these who are helping, God placed that love, that care in their hearts for this movement and for the foundation. And overall, for our church and for our spiritual leader, because everything comes from on high. Let us look at the fruits. By their fruits, they will be known. Let us see the fruits. Well, my eye is evil, I'm going to see everything bad, everything wrong. But let us see the fruits. The Apostle Paul said there to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 15:33, "Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits." The good habits of the gospel of life, the good habits of a holy life, a righteous life, the good habits of having a good testimony, of a life that pleases God, a life that is pleasing in the eyes of God. Those lives cannot be corrupted. And so, let us not pay attention, ever, of any commentaries that do not come from on high. Let us listen to our God. Let us look to our God. And one day, God, in His infinite mercy, will help me understand. And so, we are in the paths of the Lord. The gospel opens its doors to express its love to our neighbors. How wonderful, how beautiful that we don't only limit ourselves to four walls, but instead, like all the characters who presented themselves before kings, before the Pharaoh, and they lived that public life, there was the greatness of God. Brothers and sisters, may God bless you all. And I remind you, do not fail, do not do anything wrong. Don't allow yourself. I share a testimony with you. There was a time where there was a very sick person, very ill person. This is a testimony, and I do not lie. Woe to me if I were to lie. The Holy Spirit let this person see that by paying attention, by giving ear to those commentaries, they were in those conditions. Brothers and sisters, this person was at the point that the earth was going to open up and swallow them. No, brothers and sisters, the Lord called us for salvation, and the devil wants our condemnation, but we're not going to allow him. We're going to be for God for always. Heavenly Father, let it be so. Let it be so, my God, following your steps, following your good examples, following your doctrine. Here I am, my Lord, under your shadow. Before you guided your people in the column of fire, in the column of a cloud. But my Lord, now we are guided by your Holy Spirit until the day that you find it well to bring us to your presence, to give us that eternal salvation. May no one or anything take us away from this love that is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, may God bless you all.